He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the June 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we have a green day on the screen so far after a very nice day yesterday. Right now we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 14 points. And that puts it at 24,829. The S&P 500 is up 4.5 points. That puts it at 2751. If I'm not mistaken, that's a new all-time high. The NASDAQ, which is now hitting 7,641, up 35 points. That's a 0.5% move for, you know, you're going to find faster growing companies within the NASDAQ. Stocks follow earnings. The Russell 2000 up 6 points this morning to 1658. Crude oil continues to sag. It is down 32 cents this morning. Crude oil at $64.32. And we've currently got the 10-year yield at 2.92%. It is down just a little bit, but moving back towards 3%. Gold is down $1.10 to $12.96. The silver market down a penny, $16.42 on silver. The euro backing off a little bit, 1.167. against a dollar that has been screaming higher recently. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we had a pretty good day in the market yesterday. It was a spillover, I would say, from Friday's big jobs report. The market seems to be getting used to the trade war rhetoric. The market seems to be getting used to rising interest rates. And the reality is we just had another bombshell quarter for earnings, which saw massive earnings growth, over 20% year over year, versus this same quarter last year. Yesterday, we had 7 of the 11 S&P 500 sectors reporting gains. But the king of the day was the NASDAQ, the technology stocks. And the NASDAQ is hitting new all-time highs. And what else is hitting new all-time highs? Well, I got to believe Apple is hitting a new all-time high today. Yes, it is. As it closes in on $1 trillion in market cap, its current numbers, market capitalization, $946 billion. I saw Amazon hit a new high yesterday. Amazon hitting a new all-time high again today at $1,677. Amazon is at $814 billion now. In the race for $1 trillion, I want to say Microsoft hit a new all-time high yesterday. Yes, it did. And Microsoft is now at $780 billion. Google had a huge day yesterday. Google now at, where is Google in its market cap? I want to say about $700 billion. Yeah, somewhere around in there. Google is now at 1154. So, you know what? I mean, eventually the money's going to follow the earnings. And where can you find faster growing earnings than in those fast growing technology companies? You're not going to find it in the consumer staples. You're not going to find it in the big department stores or some of these big consumer discretionary stocks of yesteryear. For the most part, the rapidly growing earnings companies are found in the technology sector, and they're scattered throughout the rest of the market. But there's a big concentration of them right there in NASDAQ land. Well, the global markets also are recovering. You know, there were a couple that were perched on a precipice. Last week, Italy was reeling. Spain is on the verge. They now have a new socialist leader. Mexico has been reeling. The Brazil stock market has been reeling, on the verge of a major breakdown. Argentina also, but all of a sudden they've caught hold. They found some buyers, they found some support levels, and the emerging markets are hanging in there for now. But that's the best way I could describe it right now, is hanging in there for now. Well, if you're in Mexico and you want to buy U.S. pork legs, you're going to pay a 20% tariff on pork legs from U.S. suppliers. That is the pork tariff. Maybe we should impose a tariff on congressional pork. Is there much pork spending coming out of the Congress? Maybe we as taxpayers should send them less taxpayer money every time they pass a budget full of pork. The pork tariff is in response to the tariffs on steel and aluminum. All right. So pork legs going up today in Mexico. The dueling tariffs between the U.S. and Mexico are sure to complicate the ongoing NAFTA negotiations. Well, if you own Tyson Foods or Hormel or Seaboard Foods, they deal in pork legs. And I'm sure those stocks are being impacted by that. We have primaries across America today in a lot of states. I want to say 8 states, including my home state of California. And, of course, those races in California have been targeted heavily by outside money looking to turn the House back in favor of the Democrats. We'll see how it all ends up. We also have a governor race going on in California, and the primaries will tell who will the candidates be in the end to take over when Jerry Brown terms out once again. You know, he termed out. He didn't have anything left, but if you're out of it for so long, I guess those term limits go away, and he was able to come back in for another 8 years. Starbucks, Howard Schultz stepping down as chairman. You know, I listened to the interview that he had with Maria Bartiromo this morning or yesterday, whenever it was. It sure sounds like he's going to run for president. Starbucks grew from 11 stores to 28,000 stores under Schultz's leadership with his 40-year career at the company. The Pride of Seattle, well, just one of the major companies headquartered in Seattle, along with numerous others. And hey, what about those Seattle Mariners? I was shocked to look at the baseball standings just to get an update. I've had my head into stock charts and everything so much here the last few weeks, I haven't been able to check the baseball standings. I came away with two stunning observations. One, the Seattle Mariners in front in the American League West, and my Padres only 4.5 games out of first place, and we're only 6 games under 500. We consider it a winning season if we finish 500. But Padres making a little noise, and those Seattle Mariners, of course, the Red Sox and the Yankees, as usual, running away with it all. U.S. ask OPEC for a 1 million barrel per day boost in crude oil production. Well, that's what's helping drive down oil prices. I did sell one of my oil stocks yesterday. I did not like the way it was behaving at all. and it's out of here, and it will be replaced by an upgrade of some sort here in the next day or two. If you're a live trading subscriber, you'll find out what I'm replacing with soon. But the U.S. government has asked Saudi Arabia and some other OPEC producers to increase oil production. The request comes as U.S. retail gasoline prices surge to their highest in more than 3 years and follows the U.S. decision to reimpose sanction on Iran's crude exports that displaced 1 million barrels a day. Well, crude oil under a little bit of pressure here. A lot of stocks to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got the latest pipeline that is under pressure from the protesters. More than 500 religious leaders sign a petition against Enbridge's proposed new Line 3 oil pipeline across northern Minnesota, with several delivering a letter today to Governor Dayton calling the project a moral issue. Now, oil pipelines are a moral issue and a threat to the environment and the state's Ojibwe tribe. ENB plans to build a new pipeline to replace its current Line 3, which is aging, corroding, and operating at just over half capacity due to safety concerns. Well, you know, remember we had these big pipeline protests over the Indian lands there in the Dakotas, and we found out that Russia was paying a lot of the protesters. Because it's in Russia's best interest to keep down, to tamp down, to send out the anti-frackers and the anti-pipeline people to protest these things, because Russia's economy is 80% dependent upon oil. That's right. You've got the leader of Russia. His popularity ebbs and flows with oil prices. So he does everything he can, like stirring up trouble in the Middle East, in Syria, Iran, etc., and stirring up trouble in the Dakotas and Minnesota and Philadelphia or wherever else he can. I hear all this clamoring about Russian interference in our elections. How about Russian interference in our energy production here in the U.S.? There's been plenty of that. It's in their best interest to keep oil prices high, to keep production down, and they certainly are not happy with the U.S. becoming more and more energy independent all the time. GM plans an even bigger electrical vehicle push in China. Hey, what's up with GM? GM is acting like a technology stock here all of a sudden. Not only did they get an investment here recently from SoftBank, but they are announcing big, big plans on the future of the automobile, which obviously is electric and it's automated. They plan to pick up the pace of electrical vehicle launches in China as it enters a new phase of its electrification push in the region. GM China plans to launch 10 heavily electrified vehicle models in China from 2021 to 2023 to add to the plan 10 models from 2016 to 2020. I mean, you could foresee a day when GM doesn't make a combustion engine car anymore. And let's not forget fuel cells. They will enter into the fray at some point in time. Ballard Power's subsidiary Protonics has received purchase orders from the U.S. Navy for a total of 13 fuel cell propulsion. Now remember, fuel cells run on hydrogen, which comes from water. The Navy will use these fuel cells for unmanned aerial vehicle or drone platforms. I have been watching the fuel cell stocks. You know, they were popular. I'm talking Ballard, Plug Power, and a few others that have been around for quite some time, and they had a lot of promise. Fuel cell technology continues to advance. It will play a role in our energy needs in the future, and now some of these stocks are starting to perk up a little bit. So we'll keep our eye. We're always looking for the disruptors. We don't want to own the disrupted. We want to own the disruptors. I keep my eye on the fuel cell stocks. Brazil stocks bounced back big time on Monday. Boy, that's saving those emerging markets right now. I mean, that chart of Brazil was horrible, especially Petrobras, as the nation was undergoing strikes by not only the truck drivers, but also the oil field workers. Petrobras has gone from $17 a share down to $10 in the last 2 or 3 weeks. You got to remember that investing in the emerging markets brings with it extra risk in the form of political risk. There's an awful lot of debt down there in Brazil, Argentina, and very shaky political. It's a very shaky political scene right now. Guess who's going into the S&P 500? Netflix. Not only Netflix, but Twitter also going into the S&P 500. And what is Netflix doing today? A new all-time high. $368.05. I would say it's one of the biggest driving forces behind the market right now. It's a leader in the market. It's one of my biggest positions. I own it not only in my premier growth portfolio, but in my ultra growth portfolio. I had a new client come to me fairly recently, maybe a couple months ago. I added Netflix to his portfolio. How can you add a stock hitting new all-time highs, he said to me. I said, well, I like to buy strength. I don't like to buy weakness. Netflix has been hitting new all-time highs since 2012. Do you know what it was in 2012? Take a guess. It's at $368 today. It was at $7 a share in 2012. What is that, a 50-bagger? Everybody's always saying, where's the next Microsoft? Where's the next Apple? And yet many of these stocks are right under their nose, and they continue to go higher, but they won't buy them because they're hitting new highs. Well, Netflix has been hitting new highs since 2012. So if you go under the theory, it's hitting new highs, therefore I won't buy it, you would have never bought it. Maybe on these little pullbacks, which aren't much, I find that once you own a great stock, like Netflix, it doesn't really matter if you bought it on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. If you bought it during a $1 pullback or a $5 pullback, or if you hit it when it bought it when it was hitting new highs, these are the great stocks of our generation. These are today's disruptors. Just as IBM was a disruptor of its day, or Hewlett-Packard or whatever, some of these stocks of yesteryear, and were sweeping the country and sweeping the world with brand new products. These are the disruptors of today that are sweeping the country and sweeping the world. It's your choice. You can own Colgate, Palmolive, or Netflix. I own Netflix. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Netflix is actually going into the S&P 100. These are the 100 biggest companies. An investor in Netflix over the last 10 years has received an annual return of 55% per year. Over the last 3 years, that return has averaged 60% per year, and over the last 12 months, Netflix is up 122%, one of the great disruptive companies of our time. Meanwhile, also going in to the S&P 500 is Twitter. You know, I have my eye on Twitter. Twitter has an excellent, excellent stock chart right now. Twitter is starting to turn to profitability. Twitter does about $2.8 billion per year in revenues. It's now a $30 billion company, whether you like Twitter or not. It's a major player in today's communication stream, one of those social media stocks that are under fire right now. Twitter goes into the S&P 500. Look at how times are changing. Just like Bob Dylan used to sing, the times they are a-changing. Twitter breaking out to new all-time highs today. Twitter is also moving up in rank in my Best Stocks Now app. I continue to keep my eye on Twitter, TWTR, Jack Dorsey's little company. These companies, Netflix and Twitter, are replacing Monsanto in the S&P 500. Monsanto is being bought out by Bayer. So do you think that's an upgrade going from Monsanto to Netflix and Twitter? Those two companies go into the S&P 500. I think that helps the S&P 500. In fact, we're seeing some Twitter price targets, new price targets coming out on Twitter. I see $45 per share, trading at $39 now. What is my five-year target price on TWTR? I have been updating my target prices on that stock here recently. Yeah, I've got about a $75, $78 target price. 5 years from now, it's trading at $39. That's some pretty good upside potential. Twitter is up 104% over the last 12 months. I do not own Twitter yet. Twitter has not proven to me that they can consistently grow their earnings yet. But you never know. They may get to that point. SunTrust raises its Amazon target 22%. They go take their price target from $1,900 to $2,000. Amazon is closing in on $1,700. I remember when I sold it at about $995, and then I bought it back just over $1,000. And it's been off to the races again for Amazon. Amazon's most recent quarter, their sales grew by 43%, and their earnings grew by 121%. They're looking for 175% growth in earnings this year versus last year. Now check your growth portfolio. What is in your growth portfolio? What does Edward Jones have you in? What does Morgan Stanley have you in? What does Charles Schwab have you in? Do they have you in the 25 or 30 best growth stocks out there? I don't know. You have to look for yourself, see what you've got. I hope you're not in an asset allocation fund that's full of bond funds, and I hope you're not in some of these stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. I call them soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. While Amazon is growing their earnings by 121% in the recent quarter, Coca-Cola there grew their earnings by 5%. Another big upgrade to Amazon. I think Amazon goes to a trillion. It's at $850 billion now, $830 billion. on its way to a trillion. Compass Point starts TD Ameritrade and E-Trade Financial with a buy. You know, somebody sent me an email this morning saying something to the effect, I hear that your retirement was taken care of when Scottrade was bought out by Ameritrade. Now, that's just silly talk. I was not an owner in Scottrade. I wish I was. Scottrade is a private company, was a private company, held by Roger Reiney and his family, and family-owned business that he started. I just used Scottrade as a custodian. I didn't have any ownership in Scottrade. I wish I would have. They were bought out by Ameritrade. I don't know what the deal ended up being, a couple billion dollars, but no, my retirement was not taken care of. And then he asked me, when are you retiring? Now that your retirement is taken care of. Well, that's one of the craziest conspiracy theories I've heard in a long time. I have no plans on retiring. I love what I do. If anything, I'm ramping up and spreading my wings even further and further. But my main thing is managing money. This is my main love in the stock market, and this is what I continue to do first and foremost on a daily basis. Now, let's go back to this Ameritrade and E-Trade upgrades. You know what? I like both of those stocks. And I'll tell you why. There's several reasons why. Number one, they've been performing well. And by the way, I don't have any ownership in Ameritrade either, even though I now use them as my custodian. Ameritrade stock is up 63% over the last 12 months. They're benefiting from several things. Ameritrade is benefiting from the acquisition of Scottrade, which I hope is going to add earnings to their bottom line. I hope it's accretive to their earnings, number one. Number two, they're also benefiting greatly from rising interest rates, especially short-term interest rates, because Ameritrade is getting paid a lot more on the short-term interest rates than they're paying you, and they're keeping the spread. And number three, all of this volatility that we've seen in 2018, we've heard about record volatility from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. We've seen wild swings in the market from January to February to March to April to May, and now as we start June, we've had many triple-digit days in the market. Emotions of many investors running high, causing them to pull the trigger and then get back in and then pull the trigger and then get back in. And every time that these investors do that, the cash registers ring over there at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is currently ranked number 170 out of 5,585 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database. And I do have a position in Ameritrade due to the reasons that I just said. And the valuation. I currently have a 5-year target price of $112 on Ameritrade. AMTD is currently trading at $61. So plenty of upside potential there. And it pays a dividend yield of 1.4%. So I own it in my growth portfolio. Ameritrade's most recent quarter, sales were up 57%. Earnings were up 66%. The quarter before that, earnings were up 86%, and sales were up 47%. So there's plenty of growth there, which qualifies Ameritrade in my growth portfolio. And along with that, you get a dividend, which qualifies Ameritrade for my income and growth portfolio. So I own it in both portfolios. E-Trade, on the other hand, ETFC, is a smaller company now. Ameritrade is $35 billion in market capitalization. E-Trade is one half of that, at $17 billion in capitalization. Let's see who they buy. Maybe they'll buy one of these smaller firms. But I like E-Trade also. It's currently ranked number 106 out of 5,585. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about, I'm going to feature a stock here in the last part of the show, but you know, you got the NASDAQ now hitting new all-time highs, gaining a little steam here today, especially against the Dow. The Dow is flat on the year. It is flat on the year. Why? Because there's not any growth in those Dow stocks, and they're kind of caught up in a lot of the trade war rhetoric flying back and forth between the U.S. and China. I will go anywhere. You know, I don't care if it's the Dow, the S&P. I don't care if it's China. I just want good growth at a reasonable price. And I continue to find that mostly in technology stocks and a few other sectors here and there that have individual companies that are a lot better than the rest. We talked a little bit about the tariffs. Will Howard Schultz run for president? I guess it worked for the Republicans having a businessman. And I see on Fox News they're showing pictures of Robert Iger, CEO of Disney, Oprah Winfrey, Mark Cuban, Mark Zuckerberg. How would you like Zuckerberg as your next president? And possibly even Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan. And now maybe Howard Schultz of Starbucks. Put a little caffeine into the Oval Room, running for president. All right, my featured stock of the day. It's breaking out right now. You would think it would be headquartered in Minnesota, given its name, Five Below. But it's not. Instead of Minnesota, it's headquartered in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where I don't know. We'll have to see what kind of reception the Philadelphia Eagles get this year as they travel across America, visiting other cities. Are they now the most hated team in America? Will they get some blowback from the spat between them and President Trump? The Eagles Super Bowl champions will not be visiting the White House, as five or six of their team members have a problem with the national anthem. So Trump said, you know what, just stay home. You know, I gotta believe that when those Eagles take the field, well, we already know what kind of reception they'll get in Dallas. I mean, it doesn't matter where they're going to the White House or not. We know what kind of reception they'll get in Washington, D.C., and others of their rivals. But I got to believe that the Eagles have tainted themselves a little bit here with this recent spat. Anyways, there's a company there, $4.3 billion in market capitalization. This is a small cap stock. Small caps are on the move right now. And so was Five Below. F-I-V-E is the symbol. They have 625 targeted discount retail stores in 32 states with plans to open 125 more. Why do I like it? Well, they've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 26% per year. Their most recent quarter, their earnings grew by 30%, and their sales grew by 30%. Their earnings grew by 31%. So they are a profitable company. And they have a very good track record of, well, this isn't a supercharged growth company, but you want a few steady performers like this. And this stock has recently found its way into my ultra growth small cap portfolio, and I continue to own it. Now, the particulars on Five Below, over the last 5 years or 3 years, the stock has averaged 31% per year. The market's averaged 9.5% per year. It's tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 49%. The market's up 12%, so it's quadrupled the returns of the overall market. It has a very healthy stock chart. It has a PEG ratio of 1. It's trading at 26 times forward earnings with an expected 5-year growth rate of 26% per year. 26 divided by 26 equals 1, so it has a very favorable PEG ratio. Also, growth at a reasonable price is what I call that. And it has a stock chart with the stock breaking out right now to new all-time highs. So it is one that I own in my ultra growth portfolio. Well, we have received a lot of new clients this year. It's been a record year so far, and our assets under management continue to grow at Gunderson Capital Management, not only through new clients coming aboard, but growing those assets that people bring to us. I processed a whole bunch of them this morning, wherein people either transferred existing portfolios to me, whereby I go through their current holdings, and over time, if they've got some good ones, I'm going to hold on to them until those good ones, decent ones, start to peter out, and then I'm going to replace them with some of my stocks over time. I'm not going to take in a portfolio, although I've done it, and sell everything the next day. I've had some come to me that bad, but a lot of portfolios come to me, and I find that they have a lot of my stocks already in them. Someone must have been listening to my radio show. But I get a lot of those, and over time, I clean it up and slowly replace your stocks with my stocks. And people also fund their accounts with cash. I start with a clean, pristine white canvas. Yesterday, for instance, I think I bought 4 or 5 for new clients. These are stocks that I already own in my other accounts, but these are new clients that came to me that don't have a position in those stocks yet. And when I see a day that I think is good to buy those stocks, I jump in there, and in my message that I send out to my live trading subscribers, I say, I've already owned this stock. You probably know that. But I've had some new accounts come in, and I find this to be an attractive buy spot. Well, anyways, if you'd like to talk to me about money management, you can also take a look at the newsletter by going to the website at GundersonCapital.com. We're having a very, very good year so far. Knock on wood, or this is for Micah. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.